This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been a challenging week for facts, alternative facts, inaugural audience facts, and then this.
Really simple. What is the average national unemployment rate?
What's the average?
What's the overall unemployment rate?
Are you talking about whether or not we include the full?
I'm just asking you. I mean,
the Bureau of Labor Statistics puts it out.
NPR's Mara Elias in there and White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer in a back and forth about what the White House believes the unemployment rate to be, 4.7%, by the way. But let me stipulate here that the American labor market is complicated and measuring it is challenging. But having credible government economic statistics matters. It matters to businesses, it matters to investors, and it matters to consumers. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Government economic data. It's for investors, bank underwriters, policy wonks, and nerds, right? Well, maybe many other people don't know the precise numbers, i.e. 156,000 jobs added last month, unemployment at 4.7%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But those numbers really do matter day to day, says Kimberly Burham at the Penn Wharton Budget Model Project.
So while individuals may not be going to the Bureau of Labor Statistics websites themselves, knowing, say, what unemployment or inflation is doing can help them get a general sense of their economic situation, which can help them make decisions.
Decisions like, should I quit my job and go out to look for a higher paid one? Should I buy a new car on credit or a used one with savings from the bank? Sharon O'Halloran is a political economist at Columbia University, and she says government stats on economic growth, investment activity, employment sectors that are expanding or shrinking all help determine how much and how fast businesses can expand.
Many of these pieces of data are used when banks calculate what the interest rate will be and the probability of failure of a particular loan.
So, say, for instance, XYZ Industries wants to buy a fancy new machine to make appliances for new homes. XYZ's owner talks to her bankers and...
So if they believe GDP is going down, if unemployment rate is skyrocketing, there's no investment in this area, so people won't be able to buy homes, then the probability that a bank will lend a medium to small size firm sufficient capital at a favorable rate is probably very low.
Meaning no new machine or additional workers to run it. What about investors in stocks and bonds? Economist John Canali at LPL Financial says accurate economic data is crucial for their decision-making. They look to federal and state government reports and also to the private sector.
Retail sales often gets a lot of attention in markets. There, too, you get reports from companies that are telling markets, you know, what they're seeing in their stores.
Career civil servant statisticians gather and analyze most government economic data. Canali says that data has been highly reliable and generally well insulated from political influence. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.